Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, touching up bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace. The only reason some still be packing heat is cause their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. If something happened, man, we stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now and play our part. I don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, it's all tsunamis, wars and famines, between religions, misunderstandings, many different people with the same passions, just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction and see we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitations, fear and separation, and I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration, everybody unification. A change is moving across the nation, yeah. And real communication is cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face.
Are you ready? Are you awake? Are you alive? In this very hour, you'll listen and take the vow that will set you free. I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, indeed. Be the change you want to see. But even better, even more powerful, just be the change, because it's all in you. It's all in me. So when we be the change, it's already in us. So there's nothing we need to do. Simply express the beingness that we already are. That's Gina Renee, featuring Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, reminding us to be the change on this beautiful day, this beautiful morning, afternoon, this beautiful moment. It's a moment that is filled, full of beauty. Let it be. Express it. Allow it to reveal itself as you, because it's all in you. You are the change. It's all in you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because the change is in you. It's all in you. You were born perfect. And just by showing up, just by being on this planet, you're making a difference. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. And even if you don't quite see that you make a difference, just believe me for a minute until you can believe yourself. Guess yesterday, Jeannie Gentry said, you know, she had to brainwash herself because she's been brainwashed by some others. So sometimes, yes, we have to brainwash ourselves. Interesting, and that has a negative connotation. You've been brainwashed. Well, sometimes the brain is dirty. It's full of erroneous thoughts, erroneous programming. Your neurons are miswired or it's been wired based on old information. So sometimes you've got to brainwash yourself. And when your brain has been rewired and the neurons are firing that light, the essence, the perfection that you are, with a clean brain, you can start creating that you desire. So being brainwashed, it is what it is. You just get to choose what kind of solution you want to use to brainwash yourself. You need your brain to be clean. And if you don't clean it, guess what? Somebody will be happy to brainwash you. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And I'm just going to go ahead and say, yes, when we have a guest, we go on longer. And when we don't have a guest, we go on longer. And then sometimes we finish at 1:30. It is what it is. This is the playground where we get to do what we want to do. And regardless of what it's supposed to look like. But we get around it to really making that declaration. Oh, yes, maybe that's what I need to surrender to. I need to surrender to say the show is 2 hours that day. You've been told, you did the visioning, you got it, you went into visioning to receive answer, you got the answer, now you're resisting? What's really going on? Can you just surrender to your greatness? Everybody else knows it's 2 hours, only you are the one that's confused. Well, even in my confusion, I know that all is well. Yes, yes, yes. Today's topic is surrender to your greatness. Life Coach Ade, surrender and speak the word. No, not right now. I want to hold on. I want to hold on. What am I holding on to? Nothing, because the show goes on to two. But anyway, where are we? What are we doing? Yes, I welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone line, and welcome all the great things that are happening behind the scenes. You know, but we're going to make it. It's going to all work out. Perfect. That's fine. Okay, great, great, great. So actually what I need to do now, let me bring on my co-producer. And, oh boy. Yeah, let me just bring on Betty right now because it's the best thing to do. It's just the best thing to do. I surrender all to each. Nope, I'm not going to sing today. This is a good time to bring Betty on so that way I can just nip that stream in the bud. Hey, Betty, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm surrendering to my greatness today.
I know that's right. I know that is right. Resistance is futile.
Yeah, it's actually a great affirmation to use every morning. You get up and say, I surrender to my greatness today.
That's a good point, you know.
It's a great affirmation in the morning.
I'm looking at it and I'm like, yeah, I've actually felt that when you said it's like, yeah. You know, sometimes I just be downloading stuff. Don't even be paying attention. I install, but I'm like, oh, nice program. I get to that later. And then I'm like, oh, wow, when did this download on my computer? Wow, look at what all it can do. So now I have my affirmation for the morning. So when things are rough, when things are challenging, I surrender to my greatness.
To my greatness today.
That would be a good title for a show.
Say that before the day starts, you know. Not when you know before you get to something, but good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the moment of now. Yes, you surrendered to your greatness and gave us a great affirmation. If you didn't catch it, my name is Betty, and each day I bring you the going ons, the coming ins, and the going outs of Life Conversations Radio. For those joining us in the chat room today, for wanting to ask a question to Life Coach Ade, I would normally say in our guest, but he's flying solo today. Please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page and on Facebook and post your question there. Now, I'm on that page during the show, so I will immediately be able to see anything you post and get it back to Ade ASAP. Also, for those who are listening to the archive, at any day of the week, you can post a question on the Ask Life Coach Ade page, and we will answer it either on the page or when we next get on the air. Now, if you do not do Facebook, please go to our radio website, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Ask Life Coach Ade tab and send us your comment or question that way. Now, this is a great option to use if you're choosing to remain anonymous. Of course, the best and easiest way to ask a question or leave a comment is to call in and punch one on your keypad. This will raise your hand and let us know you have a question or a comment to make. Now, please join us tomorrow where we double your pleasure with Conscious Parenting with Michelle Stafford Brown, and that's at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Isaacson, and that's at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Both of the sensational ladies will be co-hosting with yours truly, Ade. Finishing the week, we have musical alchemist and world-renowned musician Filippo Trentini. I like that. And finally, make sure you stay present with Celeste Morgan. We'll stop by each day for an inspirational celestial moment. Now, to learn more about Life Conversations Radio, its host programming, upcoming guests, and more, please visit lifeconversationsmedia.com. And to follow, like, and listen to any of our archived shows, please visit lifeconversationsradio.com. Okay, I am now going to surrender to Life Coach Ade, his show. So, Life Coach Ade, take it away.
Why did you emphasize the show?
I said right. His show. I said
let's get that real clear. It's
not
the show. Oh, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. Thank you, Betty. Oh, good. Life is good. It's getting better. Thank you. Be the change is all in you. We are all born perfect. Gina Renee, to find out more about her, you can find her on, what's that thing called again? That thing that we're addicted to, that we can't live without. Oh, yeah, Facebook. crack book. She's on there, Gina Renee, G-I-N-A, Renee, R-E-N-E. And you know where to find Michael Bernardo Beckwith, agapelife.com. Surrender to your greatness. Let's just breathe that in. That concept, that idea. It's like just sit with that and just think, okay, I surrender to my greatness. Just feel that. Just feel what comes up. Embody it. I surrender to my greatness. You know, so much in that statement. Sometimes the topics for the show, they come through me and I'm like, yes, I like that. I put it on, and then as I get closer to the show or during the show, they take on a whole new meaning, like today. But when we really think about it, you know, it's like two parts to it. There's the surrender and then there's the greatness. Now, in the Western world, when we hear greatness, we think bells and whistles and people knowing about us and doing big and massive things, and they're writing about us in magazines. That's part of it. But sometimes our greatness, the neighbor might not even know about it, not because we're not expressing it, but simply we're choosing a different channel, a different avenue. And then maybe eventually they'll find out saying, oh, I didn't know you did that. Oh, I saw you, you know, I saw you on the radio. Oh, I saw you on the radio. Yeah, I saw you on the radio and heard you on the television. How about that? I saw you on the television and heard you on the radio or something. But you know, when we surrender to our greatness, somebody will know, somebody will recognize us, somebody will see it, somebody will reflect it back to us. But you know, the most important part of it all is, can you, or let's put it this way, when you see and embrace your greatness, something to sit with, something to be with. What is your greatness? What is this greatness that you're surrendering to? What does that look like? Does the idea of you surrendering to your greatness light you up? Does the idea of you surrendering to your greatness scares the living daylight out of you? Because you think people will talk about you or you lose your friends or family members. But the truth is, we are here to reveal the greatness. This is why we came here. I keep going back to the song, Gina's song, which says, we are all born perfect. We can just stay with that. We are an extension, an expression of this theme called God. Now, we choose to personalize God and say he or she, but you can say it. God is actually, you know, God has a gender and genderless, you know? So if we are an extension of God, extension of goodness, extension of the creative intelligence, our greatness is the power to create. Our greatness is the power to express, our power to expand and evolve. And we are all here on the sole mission to express that. So let's drop that down a little bit and ask yourself right now, what are your gifts? What are you here to deliver? What is your soul's purpose? Real simple, why are you here? You know, why are you really here? You know, sometimes people would say that when there's a disagreement and like a family reunion or Thanksgiving or Christmas, family got together and things start getting out of hand. And then people say, but why are you really here? I mean, what are you doing here? Who invited you anyway? Like, just go away, because all you bring here is just trouble. So why are you really here? What are you really doing? What's your reason for being? What do you have to add to this beautiful playground called life? The way to get clear about those questions and to answer them. There's so many ways we can answer them. But you know, I'm reminded of Jeannie again. You know, she was talking about the judge, how we judge ourselves. We criticize ourselves for being perfect. We criticize ourselves for not being perfect. We criticize ourselves for speaking the truth. We criticize ourselves for holding back. We criticize ourselves for being vulnerable. We criticize ourselves for not showing up. Now, I'm not talking about just different people. We do it to ourselves. Oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. Oh, I can't believe I just honored myself. But the amazing grace, the blessing of it all is even while we criticize ourselves, even while we judge ourselves, even while we feel like when we're feeling like we're playing small, there is a love that transcends all our egoic confusion, our egoic mind. So when we surrender to our greatness, or when we are willing to surrender to our greatness, love is there to hold us. We'll talk about things we can do, steps to go through to surrendering. Now, surrender comes in so many ways, but it is not giving up. Just get that real clear right now. It's not giving up. It can look like you're giving up, and sometimes giving up could be a step in the right direction. Like, that's it. I can't do this anymore. I just raise my hands and I give up. And the universe says, oh, thank God. Thank God for God. Now I can really do some work. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And we're taking your calls, your questions. Numbers 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions on... I'm laughing at myself laughing. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. That's Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, like page. And if you don't do Facebook or if you're blocked because your job, your school, your college won't let you go on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. I'm sure they don't know. No, I won't say it like that. They have a blocked Life Conversations Media. Let's do it that way. But once you start listening, the show will know about Life Conversations Media. It's like, what is this? And they say, well, let's go check that out so we can block this site. And then something comes up, you know, the jingle comes up, be the change you want to see. And they get sucked in. It's like, huh, be the change you want to see. That's pretty powerful. Oh, I've heard that before. Oh, what a cliche. And then they hear the song. Ooh, nice song. And then I come on. They're like, wow. And then they hear the silliness with that goes back and forth on the show. And then they hear the guests. They're like, it's not, oh no, well, I guess we won't block this. But anyway, all that to tell you to go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com. You can send your questions from there. And we also ask you to share the show, the radio network with your friends by texting it, tweeting it, sharing it on all the social networks, your coworkers, and just letting them know what's going on here and remind them that even if they miss it live, they can always check out the archive. Ooh, because the archive is always alive. Because whenever they're listening to it, it's going to be just the perfect time. 347-426-3346. What are you dealing with? What is challenging you? What are you afraid to let go of? Because surrender is letting go, you know. And sometimes surrender can mean embracing something. That's a dichotomy where sometimes... while you're letting go, and you're letting go could mean you're embracing something. You can embrace the fact that what you've been forcing yourself to do, to work at, to be better at, it's just not something that you're good at. It could be embracing your weakness. It could be embracing the thing that is showing up, somebody in your life, something that's showing up in your life consistently, and you say, no, no, no. But after a while, you say, okay, if this person, if this thing, if this situation is constantly in my life, there is something I need to see. Surrender. Why are we so afraid to surrender? I got some reasons from my own scientific research. We think when we surrender, we're giving up control. And when we give up control, that means things won't turn out to our liking. And the truth is, when you surrender, you're giving up control. Yes. Because clearly, you've been trying to control your life and your purpose, your passion, and go to this workshop, this retreat, and read this book, and just flood your consciousness with spiritual truth. You've been controlling it, but somehow you're still right where you are. My life is not working. And God says, yes, I know, because you can't do it by yourself. Let go. Let go. How do you let go? How do you let go when it looks like or it feels like life is just walking all over you? How do you let go when you turn on the radio, when you watch the television and all that you hear and the people being negative? How do you let go when you're constantly being bombarded with family members who are dealing with issues in their lives, when people are sick, when people are getting a divorce? How do you let go? You simply let go. You simply let go and allow yourself to see God through it all. You let go and allowing yourself by saying, okay, there is a way I see this situation. I think it needs to be this kind of way. You know, I really want this to happen because I can just see it. If this happens, then I'll be happy, then I'll be at peace. But letting go is about saying, you know, there's a bigger picture. There's something that I'm not quite seeing. And because right now I am stuck at viewing my life through just the physical lens. Sometimes we're stuck in viewing our lives just through the spiritual lens. Yeah, sit with that for a minute. And give you an example of people who, well, I don't know if they qualify for an example. Nah, physical, they don't qualify for it, but I'll give you one. There's a phrase to drive that point home, is when they say, what's the phrase? People say you're so spiritual, you're no earthly good. That therein lies our challenge. Sometimes we're so spiritual, sometimes we're so physical, and we debate it, we fight. But, you know, we have a gift. We have something to help us bridge the realm of spirituality and the realm of humanity. We talk about it almost every day on the show. But you know it. It's not going to be new when I tell you what it is. There's a bridge. There is a gift. There is something that you have. There's a way of being. There is a timelessness, if you will, that bridges spiritual realm and the realm of humanity. Real simple. It's called now. Now. In this moment called now is all your power. It is the bridge between the spiritual realm and the realm of humanity. It is that space where when you're confused and you don't know what is going on and you want to do something but you don't know what to do or what you're doing is not quite working, just consciously bring yourself to the now. Talking to a friend yesterday, and she said something so powerful. She said, when I am being myself, when I've just let go of everything else, I am present to the present. I am present to the present moment. I am present to the presence of God right now. That's an act of surrender. When we release and let go, we are present to the present moment. We are present to the presence of God, the presence of goodness. We are present to divine intelligence. That's what God is. God is just another name for divine intelligence, love, goodness, harmony, you name it, creator. You know it. Most of your regular listeners, you know the deal. Yes, that's right. Don't be too spiritual for no earthly good. Thank you, Betty. What are you moving through? What are you going through and growing through? Now, here's the thing. There's this erroneous thought. We think when we surrender, we think when we're living in a God consciousness, that we don't deal with challenges, that we don't have physical challenges, emotional challenges. We think, oh, if I'm having pain, if I'm having resistance, if I'm mad, I'm angry, that means I'm out of alignment. Well, you're only out of alignment because you think you're out of alignment. Because you're always, always in God. And being in alignment means what? Unless you see other than what I'm about to say, being in alignment is being in God, being in truth. The judge says, oh, you're out of alignment. You're supposed to be spiritual. Look at you. You're getting all angry. Oh, look at you. You're getting all triggered. But you know what? Without the trigger, you are not aware of what needs to be healed. The trigger lets you know the part of you that is blocking the love that you are. If something happens, if you have an experience and you're triggered and bothered and mad and angry, that feeling is reminding you of where you're blocked, where you're blocking your good. And then one day, as you continue to do your spiritual practice, as you continue to remind yourself, recognize that you are one with the one. You are one with the creative intelligence called God that is always creating, that lives in and lives with the power of word, that speaks life into existence. You recognize that this is the essence of who I am. I am so much more than my challenges. I am so much more than the pain. I am so much more than the struggle. So then when you find yourself comparing yourself to others, you can say, wait a minute, I'm just another piece of the puzzle. I haven't seen those games, the puzzle, where you have two pieces that are the same. They're all different. And until we surrender to our own shape, until we surrender to our own style, until we surrender to our own way of being, until we surrender to the things that gets on our nerves, the things that we do sometimes that gets on our own nerves, the part of us that sometimes we just want to hide, until we can surrender to that, it will be challenging to live from a place of authenticity to experience your greatness. We watch and hear and see and read from people that we can say, yes, they're expressing their greatness. But guess what? They have their moments. I'm reminded of a video I posted on Facebook last week of Martin Luther King Jr., and he was being asked all kinds of questions, and the questions were filled with judgment and bias and all kinds of stuff. And he's just sitting there saying, well, when one goes with his conscience and knows, I mean, he was just responding to them as if they're saying, please heal us. Heal us. We know you have the power to heal us. He wasn't fighting. He wasn't fussing. Can you stand in a place of spiritual groundedness when all of life looks like it's coming at you? 347-426-3346. What are you going through and growing through? What is challenging you? Surrender. Surrender means to yield to what seeking to be birthed. Surrender means to allow the good that wants to reveal itself. Surrender means trust that there is so much more, to trust that there is so much more happening behind the scenes. And until we learn to surrender, we will not fully experience who we really are. Spiritual growth and transformation is really about letting go. Let's just get that clear. It's like taking off the cloak of illusions, the cloak of erroneous thoughts. It's surrendering to the greatness that you were born with. You came here to deliver that greatness, and it's not something you have to learn about. It's not something that you have to pray about. It's not something that you have to meditate about. You are already it. Now, the prayer, the meditation, and learning that happens is to remind yourself that you are already great. It's a paradox. It's an interest. It's a game. It's what I call the cosmic game of hide and seek. We come here perfect, whole, and complete, and we're still perfect, whole, and complete, but along the journey of life, people who cared about us, societies and people, the cultures that we're born into, the traditions, you know, they all gather together to say, no, you get off your high horse. You are not really that. We only have few people who are like that. And we will never be perfect. We'll never be like Jesus. You'll never be like Buddha. You'll never be like Muhammad. You'll never be like the great ones. Now, you have to decide and define what great means for you. If you start comparing your greatness with other people, then, guess what? You are heading down the wrong channel. But the great thing about it is, even while you head down the wrong channel, one day you're going to say, okay, this is not the path I want to go through. This is not serving me. But you will also get the fact that you will learn. You will learn that though you went down this so-called wrong channel, this wrong path, this wrong avenue, you learned something about yourself. Spiritual teachings has a way of highlighting areas of our lives that needs work, that we need to pay attention to. But sometimes we make a mistake by focusing on the part of us that needs work, and we forget that we are so much more than that. But you get to choose. You get to choose. We're going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. The light and the darkness is the same thing to God. The light and the darkness is the same thing to God. So though you may be growing through and going through a part of you that you just wish you could do a spiritual surgery and get rid of it, it's the same thing to God. But here's something I'm going to leave you with before I take a break. Think of the part of you that challenges you the most. Think of that part of you that sometimes you wish you're not like that. A way of being. Maybe there's something that's like, you know, I like it, but it gets me in trouble. Just think of that part of you that you want to hide, that you don't want people to see. Think about that right now. And I tell you that that part of you that you're denying is full of power. It's filled with power. And until you embrace it, you won't know what wholeness is. There is a reason you are who you are today.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Back to the man and said, I believe this belongs to you.
This belongs to you, Esther Nicholson. She said, I give you back a love that's real. You can give the love to a healing angel or a healing agent. Love that's real. Or you can give a love that's real to yourself because it belongs to you. Esther Nicholson. Esther, E-S-T-E-R, Nicholson, NICHOLSON.com is where you can find out more about her. Can you give yourself the love that's real because it belongs to you, because you're it? How do we do that, I hear you ask. Well, you could start with forgiveness. That's something else that we struggle with sometimes. Like forgiveness. Now, how do you know if forgiveness is needed? You know forgiveness is needed when you are pissed, angry, when you are, maybe both, pissed and angry. When you're triggered, when you're mad, when you're annoyed. When you just want to clip somebody upside the head. That's an indicator. That's a reminder to say, oh, there's something here that we need to release. There's something here that is reminding us to allow more of love in. And when we understand that when we take off the illusions of separation, we get to experience more love, more goodness, then it becomes a way of life. Now, there are times when we're still going to be like, oh, I don't know. I know. I got to just share this with you. There's so many thoughts. Actually, I had several thoughts. But what I'm present to is yesterday was an interesting experience. Yesterday was filled with the gift of emotional heaviness for me. It was a gift. It didn't feel like a gift. It was like, oh, can somebody take this heavy emotion off my neck? I feel like I'm drowning. Help, I can't breathe. But you know, even in that, when I felt the heaviness, and this is what happens when we do our spiritual practice, when we surround ourselves by people who are ready and willing and committed to shining the light, and when you are committed to surrendering to your greatness, the things, the conversations, the people, the energy that surrounds you helps you to stay afloat when it starts to feel like you're about to drown. So in that space of the emotional things and emotional experience that I was going through yesterday, that just felt like, God, all fears were rising up. And I'm thinking, yes, I feel on some level, I feel grounded. But there was all this kind of fear coming up. And then I got an email that normally, yeah, I would have been disappointed or sad about it. You know, when I'm feeling real, when I'm feeling aligned, he says, when I'm feeling in that space that feels good, the kind of email that I would have gotten and say, you know, I'm disappointed by that. I'm sad by that. But yesterday, what that did was just push me that much further. It's like, and I found myself thinking, why? Is this something I did? Is this something I said? And I was just spiraling and said, wait a minute. Just stop. Just stop it right now. I have to give myself a love that's real. It's like, just stop a minute. If you fill in the blank, just stop it. And I have to ask myself, okay, what process are you in right now? What season are you in right now? You're in a season of letting go. You're in a season of doing things differently. You're definitely shifting. Things are happening left, right, and center. And yes, you're letting go. You're releasing, and this is part of it. So rather than worry about this email that looks like you are losing something, how about focus on what you're going to gain, what you're going to receive, what's going to come in place of this thing that is moving out. Sometimes you got to be your own counselor. Sometimes you got to be your own life coach. Sometimes you got to be your own minister. Sometimes you got to be your own therapist. And then sometimes you need the support of others. and then slowly bringing myself back into alignment where I can feel on a physical level from a place of mind where I can feel, yes, I am connected now, even though I still feel the sense of heaviness. I brought myself back to the middle, like India Ree says in the song, come back to the middle. An act of forgiveness is like, stop it, let it go. It opened up the doorway to have a powerful conversation, a conversation that, you know, I've been thinking, I have to have this conversation. I don't know when or how. I wasn't forcing it. I wasn't tripping about it. But it just happened, and it was a surprise, like, whoa, how did you get over here? But it was a conversation that was waiting to happen. And even when the conversation showed up, for me, I'm like, how are we going down this line? I'm talking about this. But in that moment, I surrendered. I surrendered to the good that was wanting to be birthed. And when you're in tune, when you're connected, you will feel and sense things. I felt when the conversation shifted. I was like, uh-oh, what just happened? But there was love with the person I was talking to. There was trust. But more importantly, there was love for myself to say, okay, this conversation is shifting. Don't have the conversation. Don't go into your memory bank and say, why are you quiet? Why are you not saying anything? I can feel you shifting. What's going on? You know, just listen. And in that moment, I just listened. And then what I needed to receive started to come. And I was like, oops, okay. Yeah, I felt a sense of, I won't call it uncomfortability, but there was something, it was this newness. There was some kind of fear about it, like, okay, how's it going to turn out? And in that moment, I had the opportunity to either honor myself or dishonor myself. But my commitment is to surrender to my greatness. So when the conversation started, I was clear that I am going to speak what is true for me. And I received so much from that conversation. I share that not as in, well, I don't even care why not I'm sharing it. I'm only interested in why I'm sharing it. It's not irrelevant. You know, I share that to just give you a different perspective, a different point of view, that even while you're walking this, consciously walking this spiritual path, I say consciously walking this spiritual path, it's because we're already spiritual. But because we live in two worlds, in two realms, the spiritual world, the spiritual realm, and the realm and the world of humanity. So our task is to constantly blend and dance. We have, you know, to say we have two brains can sound kind of crazy, but there's a part of our brain, one half, is the logic, it's the mind. The other part is the creative, the expansive. We have two hands, two legs, but they all got to work together. Now, we can get technical and say, well, there are people who've lost one part of their brain and it's a functioning whole. Yes, because we're so much more than that. But let's just keep it simple for now. If you are not using the left, if your left and right brain are not in harmony, your life is going to be challenging. The left brain, the right brain represent the spiritual and the realm of humanity, the physical realm. The masculine and the feminine, the male and the female, the up and down, the heaven and the earth. It's the duality of oneness. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And we're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach at a fan page, and if you don't do Facebook, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, LifeConversationsMedia.com. Let me take this moment to remind you, as Betty shared earlier, tomorrow we have Conscious Parenting at 12 p.m., and then we have Ancestral Blueprints at 2 p.m. And then on Thursday, we have the musical alchemist, Filippo Francini. He's going to be here sharing with us how to become the mad scientist of our lives and how he uses music to transcend the mundane while embracing it. all the guests that come on Life Conversations Radio are simply saying the same thing. When you really think about it, you go to a church, you go to a retreat, you read a book, you listen to a meditation. It is the same thing, one message. It is reminding us that we are one with God, and love is the only thing that is real. I have to say this. Love is not just, it's not even about the emotional thing. That's irrelevant. Love, it's the love that is freedom. Freedom is the essence of who we are. So when we surrender to our greatness, what we're really surrendering to is surrendering to freedom. Freedom to be, freedom to create, freedom to share, freedom to live, freedom to go through challenges and know that it doesn't define us, freedom to not have a job and still be able to be spiritually grounded, freedom to be lonely but knowing that I am still surrounded by people who love me, freedom to not have enough money to know that I live in abundance. That's a whole different kind of freedom. Freedom to know that I am not quite feeling, sensing the gift that I really believe I'm here to deliver, but still be at peace. Freedom. How free are you? And who determines how free you are? Sometimes we are the one that hold ourselves back from being free. I want to read something from the Sacred Yes, but before I do that, I want you to consider this, that there are things that you know about yourself. There are things that you know you don't know about life. You just know you don't know it. You don't know the answer to it. You just don't know. It's like, I just don't know. But here's one to consider. There are things about life, about your life, that you don't know, that you don't know. Let me say that again. There are things you don't know, you don't know. So the journey of life, the journey of your soul, is to become aware of what you don't know. And then you realize, once you recognize that, oh, I didn't know that, you become aware that, wow, I didn't even know that. I found out something yesterday in the class. It was just amazing. Science of Mind class, and the distinctions between law, capital L, law, and laws, the laws of the universe, law of gravitation, law of gravity, law of faith, law of peace, not peace, law of attraction, if you will, but you can say law of peace is a law, but anyway, but the laws and the law, W-L-A-W, being the law of the mind. Mind in motion, when you use your mind to create what you want. Mind in motion. So you know what you desire. You know what you want to create. You know you're here for something bigger. What are the laws that can support you? Law of attraction is very popular, you know. The law of faith, the law of giving and receiving. So when you know what you want to create, you as law, L-A-W, can use the laws of the universe, love, giving, and receiving. So what do I want now? I feel lonely. Well, how do I be a friend to somebody? How can I be a friend to myself? Law of attraction. Okay, my mind, law, mind in motion. What do I want to create? Let me focus on what I want. Rather than talk about what's not working, let me focus on what is working, also known as gratitude. That, it didn't even occur to me. It wasn't even a question that the difference between law, L-A-W, capital L, and laws, lowercase L, may not mean much to you, or it may trigger something for you, but there are things that we don't know that we don't know. And in the process of surrendering, we've got to face the truth. In the Sacred Yes, I want to read something here. The Sacred Yes is an interesting book because sometimes I struggle with which part to read because all of it is so good. But I want to read this part, especially for those of us who consider ourselves to be living a spiritual life, you know, we're doing the right things and why is this happening. I'm doing all, I'm praying, I'm meditating, I'm a vegan, I'm a vegetarian, I'm a this, but things are still not working. Why me? Well, let me read this part. Let me start here. Too often, those of you on a spiritual path, more metaphysical in nature, are accused of being in denial of the facts of your human existence in exchange for some airy fairy Pollyanna-ish view of peace, love, and happiness. You are accused of not living in reality and of ignoring the apparent truth. This is not the case. Quite the contrary. Most of you are so concerned on a subconscious level about the facts of your so-called problems that you are obsessing over them, not ignoring them. This is apparently no matter how enlightened the facade is that you wear. Herein is the challenge. How do you express your full spiritual power without ignoring your present circumstances, whatever they may be? Here's the answer. Look through your circumstances and see me. This is the answer to the question, how do you express your full spiritual power without ignoring your present circumstances, whatever they may be? The answer is to see through the circumstances, to pierce through the veil of appearances. Keep your eyes focused on me. Me meaning on God, on goodness, on God, on the universe, creative intelligence. Keep your eyes focused on me. If you are constantly looking for me, the truth of your spiritual self will be what is most self-evident. If you're constantly looking for me, the truth of your spiritual self will be what is most self-evident. What does that mean? It's like if you just commit to seeing God in all things, you will recognize, see, embrace that spiritual self. That's what you're going to see, that even through it all, there is grace, there is peace, there is love. Through it all. Let me continue reading. In your attempts to do this, most of you place the emphasis on the wrong thing. You look at your problems and try to see me in them, me meaning God, once again, beyond them. You look at your problems and try to see me in them, beyond them, or on the other side of them. You are looking for me in your problem. Look at me, period. Stop right there. Stop right there, like Steve Harvey would say. Stop right there. Look at me, period. Don't look for God in the problem. Just look at God. Keep your, you know, it's like, what was it, Peter, when he was walking on water? Because he was saying to Jesus, oh my God, Jesus, look at you. You're bad. Look at you walking on water. Man, I wish I could do that. Jesus said, come on, you can do it. And Peter was like, no, I can't do that. Nah. Come on, man. All right. You're my boy. I have faith in you. Kept walking, kept his eyes on the Christ consciousness, kept looking. But then when he's like, whoa, wait a minute. Ooh, I'm walking on water. This is crazy. He almost fell. But as long as he kept his eyes on the Christ consciousness, he was able to walk on the water. Look at me, period. When you are constantly looking at me, you will learn how to gaze at me and to see your problems in me rather than the other way around. When you are constantly looking at me, you will learn how to gaze at me and to see your problems in me rather than the other way around. Don't put problems first and try to see me in them. Put me first, me God, put me first and see how your so-called problems are a part of me, how everything is a part of me, most especially you. When you put God first, when you see, this is me talking now, this is Ade talking, when you see your problems in God, it's easier to embrace your shadow self rather than trying to see God in your problem. But when you see that your problems and God are one, the challenges that you're having, be it with family members, at work, with neighbors, with the insurance company, with a mortgage company, whoever you have in the chat, when you see that this is all God happening here, then you get to see that it's all God. And here's the last paragraph on that conversation. Think of these things, and they will make more sense to you over time. Put me first and see how your so-called problems are a part of me. How everything is a part of me, most especially you. So you look at the current state of affairs right now that we're in. Not just in America, globally. Look at the challenges that we're going through and growing through. The things that you're experiencing in your family. And if you can see that it's all a part of God, it will be easy for you to surrender. It will be easy to surrender. And speaking of surrender, I got so caught up in the flow of the stream, I wasn't even aware of what the time was. Oh, I surrender this moment. I bring myself back. Ooh, where did I go? Like, is that the time, 108? Well. Yes, you're listening to Ask Life Coach at LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Thank God for the grace of God. Thank God Celeste's patience. Thank God Celeste is saying, it's okay, it's going to come to me. That's all right. Thank God I know that all is truly well. Now it's time for for Celestial Moment. With Celeste Morgan. And Celeste, I just apologize. I was in the flow. I wasn't thinking about time. I just was not thinking about time. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, you taught me never to apologize for surrendering to greatness. We're all in the flow. All is well. Hello, family.
Oh, God, I mean, I just looked at the time. It's like, whoa, is that the time? I was gone. Okay, I'm back now.
I know, but you ended on my favorite. But you ended on my favorite number. You said 108. You know I saw 9. Well, let's get to it. Good afternoon, family. In case you didn't catch it, I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life. I come bearing a number gift. It's Tuesday, January 24th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2037. Add 2037 and the energy of the day equals 12. Now, 12 is the time the Ask Life Coach a Day show starts. L is the 12th letter of the alphabet. 12 is the Hang One and Mother Peace Tarot. Imagine the power of surrender when you are the goddess of the hunt and the wilderness. The Greek goddess Artemis is our Shiro, leading the way to stillness, hanging upside down by a snake, which represents wisdom, on a tree for groundedness. 12 is also the porcupine in medicine cards, and it reminds us of the magic of childhood. May we surrender to abundant love by finally finding ourselves innocent to play, skip, dance, and experience freedom by becoming like a child, even if that means hanging upside down in a headstand. Today, we are going to focus our 12 spotlight on the energy of the porcupine. The porcupine has the faith and trust to let go of expectations. We do not have to run around chaotic trying to find the answer. We settle into the peace we want to be by simply playing into our divinity. We let it be. The Hanged One offers a shift in perception by changing our position. That's a miracle. It suspends activities that block the flow and actually allow more of the activity we really want. Life Coach Ade says that whatever we focus on expands. So, where are you paying your attention? especially at 12 o'clock. Let me just confirm that you were and are in the spot for health, wholeness, and integration right now. See, you are already surrendering to your greatness. All is well. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you for being the reflection of love, of truth, of greatness, and surrendering every day, every moment. Celestial moment, as she said, every day at 1 o'clock-ish, around that time, depends on what's going on. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Surrender to your greatness is a topic. Betty said at the beginning of the show, this can be an affirmation when you wake up and say, I surrender to my greatness. And when you find yourself saying that, or when you commit to doing that, to just allow the word greatness to reveal what that means for you. Because sometimes your greatness can just be simply getting out of bed that day. You may have a long to-do list, or you have things that you're going to do. Sometimes you could be just doing one thing on your to-do list. I surrender to my greatness, because with the physical eyes, you don't know the big picture. Sometimes we're late to an appointment and we're beating ourselves up, but we don't know what would have happened if we were on time, quote-unquote on time. You've heard stories of people who were going to catch a plane and they were late and the plane crashed. Now, I'm not saying death is a bad thing, but they usually are grateful they weren't on that plane. But you think of 9/11. There were people who were always on time. They were late. And they're grateful that they were late. So sometimes we judge, we criticize the things that we're doing based on the societal conditioning, only to find out later on, wow, I'm glad that happened. I remember a time when I went for a job in England. I wanted that job so bad. And I remember when I sat for the interview and I was told I didn't get it, I was devastated. Oh, yes. Let me hurry up and get out of that energy, because I can feel it right now. I need to forgive that. I need to heal that. Woo! Because I was devastated. But you know what I realized? Had I got that job, I would never would have come to Atlanta in 1993. And when I came to Atlanta, something shifted in me. It's like, wow, something about this place. I was telling my brother, I don't know what it is. Okay, it's my first time in America, but there's something. Because had I got the job, it would have been 2 months into the job. I couldn't come on a vacation, a holiday, like we say in England. But so at the time when I didn't get the job, it's the worst thing that could ever happen. But now, being able to look back, I am so glad I did not get the job. Every situation provides an opportunity for you to sharpen your perspective, to sharpen your ability to pierce through the veils of appearances. This is from the sacred yes. Every situation is redeemed when seen through my eyes. Every situation is redeemed when seen through the eyes of God. When seen through the eyes of love. When seen through the eyes of truth. When you see through the eyes of God, eyes of truth, eyes of love, you will remember that there is so much more. This takes time. It takes effort. It takes work. It is a skill that must be developed. In your natural state, this is how you would see things anyway. In your natural state, you will see everything through the eyes of God. But because you have gotten so far away from allowing your spiritual nature to be the drum major in your life, it becomes necessary for you to be diligent about rearranging your priorities. It is difficult to make your ego self the caboose instead of the engine. The Christ consciousness is the awareness of the oneness of your nature with me, meaning with God. Christ consciousness is the awareness of the oneness of your nature with me. When you are conscious of this, when the consciousness becomes your identity, the filter or prism through which you view everything that goes on, you will not develop stockpiles, closets, and storage bins emotionally, spiritually, and physically. when we start seeing through the eyes of God, like Peter, when he was going to Jesus, when he was going towards that Christ consciousness, and he was trying to demonstrate his faith, if we keep our attention on the Christ consciousness, which is you, that creative intelligence that takes work and effort, then we won't say, well, but this happened to me. They did this to me. Well, I've tried that before. I know what you mean. I can't meditate. I understand forgiveness. I know I'm supposed to forget. No, 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 because every moment, everything is redeemed when seen through the eyes of God. What do you need to let go of? What do you need to forgive? What do you need to surrender? What are you using to define who you are today? This is me. That's just who I am. Sometimes we do that. You can tell. You can tell what is serving you or what is not based on the energy or on the tone of your voice. This is who I am. This is just who I am. Don't tell me what to do. Right there, you can realize, oh, that's what I need to let go of. There's a softness to your true self, your true spiritual nature. There's a part of it. There's a part of you that when people experience that part of you, they want to just be around you all the time. But you get caught up in the stuff that happened emotionally and what they did to me or why this is not happening, then people don't want to be around you. Sometimes they love you, but, oh, God, you just have to bring up stuff. You just have to just, I love them, but, you know. Are you willing to surrender to your greatness? What is your greatness? How do you experience your greatness? Too many of us define ourselves by the challenges that we go through, or what we know or don't know. Surrender it all. Let it go. Let it go so you can experience the truth of who you are. Now, I said during the show that there's two parts. We live in the world of spirituality and the world of humanity, the physical realm. But you know, the everlasting world is the spiritual realm. Everything else will die, everything else will dissolve. No matter how hard you try to hold on to it, it will die, it will dissolve. The only thing that's eternal is love, your true nature, your true essence. So whatever is ruffling your feathers right now, whatever is causing you to say, ah, I don't know if I can take this, it's helping you to see, pierce through the veil of illusions. And you can surrender to it. It takes work. You can't say, oh, I'm not good at surrendering. You don't know. You don't know what you're good at until you try it. And surrender means yielding to the good that wants to be seen. It's allowing what is seeking to be birthed to show up. I use this analogy, not that I've given birth to a child. I've given birth to a lot of ideas. But a mother, when she's giving birth, she got to surrender to the pain. Sometimes she's like, I can't do this. And in that, I can't do it. I can't push anymore. She might even start calling people names. Look what you did to me. But sometimes a mother has to just say, I can't do it. And she takes in some deep breath. And then she starts over again. In that moment, she gives up. She confronts the fact that right now, I don't have what it takes. And then she's able to gather her power to push, to breathe. Just keep pushing. Just keep pushing. Push, P-U-S-H. Pray until something happens. Push, pray until something happens. Now, prayer, not from God, please help me, God, help me be worthy. No, declare the truth of who you are. Affirmative prayer, recognizing that you are one with God, that nothing that is happening is for your detriment, that you are one with harmony, one with love, one with happiness, one with joy. It is your true nature. You declare it. That's real prayer. I know that the presence of power of God is healing this situation right now. I know God is with me. I affirm the truth because I know God is all there is. There's nothing else. There is no spot where God is not. Push until something happens. Pray until something happens. Pray until something shifts in your life. And you know what? When you pray, prayer really is not for God. That's why affirmative prayer is so powerful, because affirmative prayer helps you shift your perspective, shift your consciousness, your awareness. So when you see, when you shift how you're looking at something, you can see differently. Rather than beating yourself up or what you're not good at, I wish I was that, I'm not this, I'm this. You can just pray until something happens and declare the truth about me. That even this thing that's causing me so much pain, so much grief, that even though my life has been challenging, I know that there is a message here. I know God is the only thing that's happening. God is the activity of my life. There can be nothing else. For this, I am grateful, and you are grateful. So when you surrender to that gratefulness, you can experience your greatness. We are all grateful. So when we are grateful for something, we're just acknowledging, we're praying, we're affirming the truth. The act of gratefulness, of being grateful, or gratitude journal, is a prayer. You're reminding yourself of your spiritual nature. It takes work. It takes time. It takes effort. You have to keep correcting, bringing yourself back into alignment, bringing yourself back into alignment. When I say bring yourself back into alignment, it's remembering that, yes, I live in the physical realm. I live in the realm of humanity. But the essence of who I am is spirit. That my soul is here for something bigger, something amazing. And then when you pray, when you keep praying until something happens and you declare the affirmative prayer, you take time to listen, to meditate, to be still. Prayer can be an act of forgiveness. Because when you affirm the truth, when you affirm the love that you are, that's what forgiveness is. You're allowing love. You're reminding yourself that you are loved. That love is the only thing that exists. And it's so much more than what you feel on an emotional level. Love is freedom. And even if you're not feeling that sense of freedom right now, it's okay. It's an opportunity to keep doing your work. And then you get still. And then you start hearing thoughts. You start hearing voices. You start hearing the thought that sounds like your voice. But something about it is so simple. It's so real. Sometimes it's so simple that you bust out laughing. You're like, wow, I never thought about that. Yeah. Sometimes you're just led to call a friend. Sometimes a friend will call you. Sometimes you're led to a book. Sometimes you just open up, or a book falls out and opens up to a page and the topic, the title catches your attention. Or you turn on the television and just what you need is right there. Or you go on Facebook and just what you're dealing with is right there. Because when you step into that consciousness of prayer, when you affirm the truth, energetically you shift. And energetically you attract everything that matches where you are energetically. Surrendering is surrendering to the good that you already are. You're already great. We're getting ready to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Life is good. It's getting better. I thank all of you for listening, for tuning in. If you need to listen for 5 minutes, 5 seconds, 5 hours, you came in the beginning, at the end, in the middle, you're right where you're supposed to be. Okay. Rebecca said, no, don't end the show. I got a question or comment. Don't end the show. Okay, Rebecca, just for you, I surrender to your greatness, Rebecca. What's your question? Are you there?
Hello.
There you go. Ooh, you were so close.
I was going to say, it was so beautiful. Thank you so much. It's exactly what I needed, and I thought, isn't that funny? I want to tell him exactly what he's saying. It happened here, so yeah, great job. It was exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate that confirmation. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate
yes.
you all as well. You're right yes, where you're supposed
all as well,
to be.
And it's true. I mean, I exemplify that, right? I mean, you get one thing, you don't realize you're going to ask for another. You know, you just don't see sometimes where the blessings are. So you're mm-hmm. absolutely unequivocally correct.
Thank you, my sister.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. And Rebecca just reminded me of something Reverend Michael Beckwith said the other day. Let me have this in the background. It's like, Paul, get ready to release the show. No, I am not extending the show. I refuse to extend the show. Reverend Michael, I'm going to paraphrase that quote. When he said it, I was like, ooh. He said, be a living alarm clock that wakes people up wherever you go. Be a living alarm clock that wakes people up wherever you go. I think that's for Rebecca, because they just came to me when she was talking. You know, that's what we're here to do, to be living an alarm clock. We wake people up wherever we go. We are here to wake people up. And in order to wake people up, you have to be awake, like parents. A mother or father can't wake up their children unless they're awake. So stay awake. Wake up, light workers. Be loved, be true to yourself, and be loved. You got to allow the love in. This is Karen Drucker. All is well. To find out more about Karen Drucker, go to her website, KarenDrucker.com. All is well, even now. And so it is. Peace and blessings.
I can rest. I am safe. All is
this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.